You're listening to Roundtable. Some Chinese social media users claim Feng Youjing or Tiger Balm. That's the common term that's used in most Western countries, is considered as a cure-all product. First of all, I think we need a little bit of...
Distinction?
Yeah, explanation. What is Feng Youjing? What is it about?
I think Feng Youjing... It's been many years, if not decades, since I last used Feng Youjing or Qing Liang Yu. I think Feng Youjing is something you use, it's more like a liquid, it's in liquid form. It's a little bottle and this greenish liquid containing the bottle. The potion is a very accurate word to describe it, and usually people use it when they feel a headache and they rub it on their head and to feel that cooling sensation. Whereas Qing Liang Yu, I think, if I remember correctly, in most cases when I use it is when I got mosquito bites. And after I get mosquito bites, it doesn't prevent mosquito bites. But when you get it, when you're feeling itchy, you apply it to the wound or to the little swelling on your skin. And there's also a cooling sensation and helps you fight off the itching sensation.
That's interesting, because when you say it's cooling, it's actually burning effect for me, Liming.
What? Burning? Okay.
Because, I tend to apply Feng Youjing on my temples and, of course, try to avoid eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Burning. Yeah, but don't do that. And I guess it's super refreshing that for me, for some reason, I actually experience this burning effect. Maybe because when it gets too cold, it actually becomes super hot in a way, like almost spicy on the skin, the kind of feeling.
Yeah, see, I'm used to that because I often use the balm if I've got like a sore muscle, particularly on my back, and it starts off very, very hot, but then gets cooling over a while, and it's really, really relaxing if you've got a sore neck or a sore back.
Oh, so you're not unfamiliar with this Feng Youjing or the Tiger Balm kind of product?
No, my mum was into traditional Chinese medicines ever since I was a kid. So we always had tiger balm in the house and would come out if we had, you know, insect bites or if we had sore muscles.
All right.
We also have it reminds me of a product we have called Vicks in Australia, which has a very, very strong smell of eucalyptus. And you use that kind of like you use tiger balm if you have a cold or a stuffy nose. You just have a little bit of it and the fumes get into your sinuses and make you feel better.
Yeah. Well, Liming, how do we usually use this magic potion? What's a good tip, so to speak? The Feng Youjing or the Qing Liang Yu or the Tiger Balm?
Feng Youjing, usually people use it when they have a headache, and that's going to help ease the sensation a little bit. And also some people would use it and apply it under their nose to keep them refreshed when they get on a car, when they get motion sickness. Mm. I was told that it helps the situation, whereas Qing Liang Yu, I think, it usually deals with some kind of injury, be it mosquito bites or when you hurt your knees, kid playing football or something. It's believed to be efficient or effective in this sense.
Yeah, and on Chinese social media, a lot of users are sharing how they do it the right way. Some people actually apply on some Qing Liang Yu before they go into a shower.
Why?
Then they feel extra breezy or super cold, I guess, when they're in the shower. Maybe something to do in summertime?
Certainly not in winter.
Ooh, that would be just... adding insult to injury or cold on top of coldness. Who wants that, right? And certainly this is one of the things that Chinese people like to keep in our house. And also, Carl, I guess you grew up with this product in your household too. So just maybe something that is quite useful in all kinds of ways. And that's it for today's roundtable.